Chapter 5, Section 2, The Adolescence of Industrialization, The Social Causes and Effects. No matter how slow the change took in some bad factor countries, the Western world's switch to industrialized production had big consequences for the layout of society. For the first time in Europe's history, the majority of the population of industrialized nations lived in cities. This, at first, caused a rapid increase in disease, crime, and overpopulation, but later stabilized into the urbanized society we have today. Urbanized, spelled U-R-B-A-N-I-Z-E-D. With so many people living together, there was bound to be a mixture of ideas as well. The new world of industrialization led to large changes, not just in the world of economics, but also in the worlds of politics, art, and culture. How 19th century Europeans responded to the Industrial Revolution has had a domino effect on the cultural and political views of every generation afterwards. That being stated, please, once again, note, as with the reductionist overview of Christian denominations in Chapter 1, be aware that entire libraries are devoted to such economic and political views, so this SparkNotes version is going to undoubtedly offend everybody who digs deep into such issues. The big question for governments of societies undergoing the Industrial Revolution was this: how much of a role should the government have in the industrialized economy? That's going to be important, so I'm going to say it again. How much of a role should the government have in the industrialized economy? We'll review each of the early answers in multiple choice form. Feel free to circle the one you agree with when we're done. The answer to this question dictates where one stands politically, perhaps more than anything else. It was only because of industrialization that we have the range of political views that we have today.